Orillia City Council hopes to establish a museum to honor locally born, world-renowned folk legend Gordon Lightfoot, who died earlier this year. At Monday's council meeting, at the request of Mayor Don McIsaac, city politicians agreed to create a working group to look into opportunities to establish the museum. "We've been in discussion with both the Lightfoot family, who are 100% in favor of this, as well as the executors, who control disposition of all stuff not specified in Gordon Lightfoot's will," the mayor said. "I believe there's no one better than Orillia to do this. Gordon Lightfoot was born here, raised here, had a lifelong connection with Orillia, and has chosen Orillia as his place of eternal rest." The working group will be composed of McIsaac, Pam Carter, Mariposa Folk Festival, Stephen Davids, Orillia Museum of Art and History, Chris Hazel, Mariposa Folk Foundation, and former Mayor Steve Clark, with the potential for more individuals and organizations to get involved. The working group's mandate is as follows: to work with the Lightfoot estate to determine their willingness to consider an Orillia museum, and the availability of Lightfoot memorabilia. To work with community partners and to develop a business plan for the potential museum. And to work with community partners to find other potential ways to honor Lightfoot, whether through events, memorials, naming opportunities, and more. "We've developed a committee that we can expand as needed, but it includes OMAH, Orillia Museum of Art and History, and the Mariposa Folk Festival, as well as the city, so I think we've got the three main organizations in the city that have a keen interest in this joined together," McIsaac said. Cown. J. Fallis recommended the working group include St. Paul's United Church, given its deep connections to Lightfoot throughout his life. The working group will develop its recommendations and business plan for council consideration by October 30. "This group would produce a plan subject to approval by council, and we'll obviously have to reach out to the executors to make sure their wishes are respected, as well, and to make sure we can get them on side and have their commitment," McIsaac said. "The executors have told us that Orillia is not alone in this pursuit, but again, I believe that there's no group better than Orillia to do this."